Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with this week's selection. Today we're going to do two poems about aging and our parents. The first one is called Tell Me Again by Sarah Barrant. She clutches one hand with the other to still the tremors. Outside, small birds, dark skittery shapes like the words coming, going, before her mouth grasps hold. The birds flit away, blank spaces littering the lawn, the shrubs, until a larger, brighter bird swoops down. She asks me this one's name, repeating red-shafted flicker, then skipping back to winter afternoons when, her chores finished, she wrote stories at the rough pine table. I imagine a hawk skimming the stubbled fields, sunset pinking the sweetgrass hills. She crosses, uncrosses her ankles, clasps, unclasps her hands, checks her watch. Soon a nurse will bring her meds. The flicker takes chunks of the rendered fat. Tell me again the name of that grand bird. She speaks the bird's name, holding the words like exquisite wine in her trembling mouth, savoring the body already vanishing. And the second poem by Jennifer Lynn Alessi called Unaged for My Father. When your mother wears her shoes on the wrong feet, instep facing outward, leather creased and ashen as her skin, and is unable to write them, so you kneel down and do it as if she were your girl. When she wakes, sobbing at midnight, and will only fall back asleep when you rock her in your arms. Or when she wakes ecstatic at 3 a.m. to put on her red wool dress and clip on pearls for the family supper her mother held 80 years before. When, for her 91st birthday, she asks you for a doll with pink cheeks and hearth-dark hair she can comb. Has she become a punchline, an abominable jest at our sense of decency and order? Or is there a hope she could be retracing her steps through the thicket of her life, gathering blooms of affection and wonder she'd missed along the way before raising you?